This is Jeffrey St. Laurent with the Selling Coaching Minute for coaches wanting to transition to a full-time business. I was reading an email from a chiropractor friend of mine who owns his own business. They were trying to get people in the doors for events and bring their friends, so they are discounting the initial consultation that usually costs $295. After all of their discounts, they were offering it for just $25 when you purchase a ticket to one of their, quote, inflammation talks. Then I read the next line and I quote, "How is this good business practice? Well, it kind of isn't, but we're not a business for financial gains." Now, while I understand what they're doing, and in many ways it's good to get people in the door for these events, and then those discounted consultations will probably lead to good business, my message here is to say, you are in business for financial gains. Don't ever think for a moment that as a coach, you're not in business for anything else. The whole reason you're starting a, quote, business is to make money. Otherwise, you could just coach people for free without all the business stress of marketing, selling, technical stuff, and so much more. Yes, we love what we do. Yes, we help people. But when you make it a business, you must do what you love helping those people so you can create income. Because if you create no income, then you don't have a business. Now, I hope you understand what my message is here. You can still care about people and contribute to society. Just don't forget about earning income. And know when people pay you for what you do, you can even have a bigger effect because they take what you're doing together seriously. If you are a coach looking to transition to a full-time business, head over to my website, sellingcoaching.com, under the university for some great education to help you on your way. That's sellingcoaching.com.